Hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Chaf Dalid, and we have the tremendous chus of beginning the fourth paragraph of the Masechta. If you take a peek at the daf, so then all the Mishnayos, you'll notice that all the Mishnayos are at the beginning of the paragraph. Right? Paragraph is not terribly long. We'll talk about different scenarios where the woman is not going to drink the Masechta. For whatever reasons, and that's pretty much what we're dealing with now for the next couple of days. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather. Arusa v'shmeres yavam lo shosos v'lanotlos k'suba. An arusa, woman who's only had the first stage of marriage, and a shmeres yavam that we did already a couple of masechtas ago, a woman who's waiting for yibam, they do not drink, and they are not going to get their k'suba. I feel like Rashi just clarifies obviously that the arus or the yavam, right, gave them kinua, gave them a warning. And obviously there was Edom, the implication being there was Edom for Stira, where they're not going to get, they're not going to drink the Mesota, the Psukim are going to exclude her, and they're not going to take the Ksuba, and the rule is, basically, as you'll follow throughout the Mishnah, more or less, is that depends on who is the guilty party here, meaning if she caused herself to get into this mess, so then she's not going to get her Ksuba. If it's the husband that somehow messed up this relationship, as you'll see a couple examples in a second, so then she is going to get her Ksuba, and that's what Rashi says over here. We have a notless Ksuba, she garma lesor atzma alav, by shenistra achar kinui. Because she was at fault, because she secluded herself after the warning, so therefore, right, it is awesome. Okay, anyway, so basically says the Mishnah, right, again, Arusa Shemaris Yabam, Loshozos, Lanotos, Ksuba, Shinemar, Pazak says, Asher Tiste, Isha, Takas, Isha, right, that second Isha would be with a Mapake, right, that's Rashi in this week's Parsha, right, that the beginning of the Parsha, beginning of Parsha's Tazria says the word Tahara twice, and the first time it's without a Mapake, and the second time it's with a Mapake. Rashi there says that the Mapake makes the word different. Right, Deme Tahara, without the Mapike, right, is just a name of something. But Tahara, right, is her purity, her Tahara. So same thing with a woman, with the word Isha. Right, an Isha without a Yudim, without a Mapike, means a woman. But an Isha with a Yudim, with a Mapike, means her husband. Right, so that Shere Tiste Isha, Tachas Isha, right, the woman has to, what's it called, has a stray, right, while she's under her husband, meaning while she's married, right? Right, excluding those cases where she's not fully married. Right? We'll talk about on the base exactly what is more, who is considered more married, and we'll see the nafkaminas for that. Right, all those cases where you have an Isra Lav with some sort of Isra in the marriage, so there's not going to be the Mesota, and the Shosas, the Notas Ksuba, that they don't get either one. Again, because they're not allowed, the goal here is to keep the marriage, right? Again, if she is, if the result of the Mesota is that she was pure, so then they stay together. But if she's not allowed to stay together, so, you know, the whole goal here is to preserve the marriage. If she's not supposed to, so then they're not supposed to. But she does not, and she does not get her ksuba. Again, this is in the case over here also, she secluded herself, so she messed up, the marriage. Again, the marriage is a problem as it is. If she's messing up her, it shouldn't be any less that she messed up her marriage, right? It's not less of the woman's fault that she secluded herself, even though theoretically the whole marriage was, doomed, quote unquote, to begin with. Another example of people who don't drink the mesota or take the ksuba. Right? If Almer is tamei ani, if she says that she cheated on him, shabo edim shehi nitma tamei, if she edim came that she was tamei, right, that she cheated, if Almer is any shows that, or she just doesn't drink, so she has the option to opt out, but then she gets, she doesn't get her ksuba, right, and she just she gets out of the marriage. Amar Bala ini mashka, but now in cases where she will get her ksuba, if the husband's like, I'm not interested in giving her the mesota, I don't want to kill her, right, I love her too much, whatever, etc. Husband has to be the driving force behind the whole show, the process. If he's not interested, so then they get divorced and she gets a ksuba. Well, and if they slept together on the way to Yerushalayim, so then, right, that is usur. And again, we pointed out that the waters check him and also check her. They check both of them. Right? So if he acted inappropriately, right, and they slept together, so then, again, once you begin the sort of process, and after she's been warned, so then they're ushered each other. But if they're together, in between that and the mesota, so then that is inappropriate. They have to get divorced, right? Notlos ksuba v'loshosos. She gets her ksuba, and they do not, she does not drink the mesota. Mesu balehen, let's say now the husbands die, right, before you finish the whole process, right? What do you do? So Ashalo Shalsu, and they haven't yet drank the mesota, says the Machlokes Beisham Beisavo. Beisham Elam, Notos Ksuba, Belashozos, they get their Ksuba, but they don't drink, because, you know, again, theoretically, right, the husband, right, you know, she's not allowed to drink, and the husband is still in the picture. I will talk about it. We'll talk about this, I think tomorrow. I'm not sure. Bezil Omrim Oshozes Olo No Los Ksubasim. The Bezil says, no, you still have the choice either to drink the Mesota, right, or not to drink the Mesota and then not to get the Ksuba. Muberes Chavero Umeneges Chavero. Let's say, right, it's a person, right, a woman theoretically is supposed to wait before she remarries, right, if she is, right, obviously if she's pregnant. Or she's not pregnant, really, also, right? This is really the Shiloh. If she's not pregnant, she's supposed to wait 3 months before getting remarried to make sure the husband, right? We don't know who the baby's from. But in this case, right, again, she didn't, and they got remarried right away, and she happens to be pregnant with the other guy's child. I mean, I guess Chavero, maybe she had a scenario where she had a child, or she was supposed to wait 24 months after she has a baby before getting remarried. But again, she's still nursing a child from the other husband. And now the second husband is the one who does kinu and stira, and then you have the Mei Sota is from him. So Lo Shos is Lanotos Ksuba, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, right, that also neither, you don't have either one. Again, she's also to her husband because she shouldn't have married him. Right, again, she could wait. Right, again, the Enechinami, as we'll see in a second, that might come into play. But she could wait and then marry him. But still, right now, at this moment, she's also dim, so therefore she does not go through this with the process. The Chamim Omrim, right, Yachol Afrisha Lachzir Lachizman. He said, Chamim, no, what do you mean? Right, you can just wait, right? You can just marry her later. Right, you have a temporary Isser over here, so therefore she is included here in the Mesota, and we could preserve a potential marriage between the two of them. Islandess, what about an islandess? And the Zakena, a woman who's old, the Shainer, really lately, the woman who can't give birth for whatever reason. Let's say Rashi says she took some sort of something that makes her unable to have children. Lo notos ksuba v'lashozos, they don't take the ksuba, they don't drink the water, again, they don't drink the mesota, because a person, as Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to mention in a second, a husband has a mitzvah to have children. If he does not yet have children, he has to marry a woman who's able to, so he's not allowed to stay with a woman who is not. Not necessarily true, as Rabbi Elazar points out right now. I'm a Rabbi Elazar. I'm a Yochel Lisa Isha Acharis. What do you mean? He's allowed to marry somebody else, right? Velos Meimena, right? So you can stay married to the first woman and just have children with another woman again before Chayav Demarry Gershon, obviously. He's allowed to stay married to the first woman. Therefore, there's a point to drinking the Mesotas that could preserve the initial marriage. Sharkol Nashim, but everybody else, right? So then Osho says, oh no, those Ksuba. The question is, the option given to the woman is either you drink the Mesota and we figure out what happened here, or you're welcome to leave, right? But you don't get your Ksuba. Ashes Kohen, or Ashes Kohen, shows us she drinks the Mesota, right? Umuteres Labayla, and then obviously she's allowed to go back to her husband. Ashes Saris Shota, Ashes Saris Shota, Shosa, right? A woman who, for whatever reason, the husband cannot have children, he cannot conceive, that she also drinks the Mesota. The Mishnah now switches gears and starts talking about who is the husband allowed to warn her about. Right? I mean, this is already we talked about the husbands, right, and the marriages that are, you know, questionable in terms of whether they go through the process. But who is the husband allowed to target when he says, you're not allowed to, seclude yourself with X, Y, and Z? So Gemara says, they call it Rayos Makinin. A person is allowed to do kinui with any of the arayos, chutz, except min hakatan and mishenu ish, except for a katan, right, whose bia is not considered to be a bia, and someone that is not a man. Now, this is not some, gender modern gender dysphoria type situation. Gemara will explain it's referring to an animal, but okay, we'll get to that in a second. Ve'elu she'beizdin maknet lahen, and these are the people that Beizdin is going to warn the woman, as you'll see that the husband is, for whatever reason, out of the picture, right, and so the Beizdin steps up and does this. Mishar is charesh b'ayla, if the husband is not able to speak, or nishtata, or became crazy, right, became a shaita, or shayi chavish b'ezasurim, or he's in jail, and we see the woman is acting inappropriately, so Beizdin can get in there and warn her for it. Now, we're not even talking about like killing her. We're just saying because we're going to get rid of her ksuba. Maybe we want to put a stop to this type of behavior, right? And so we're going to just try and make sure that she knows there's consequences, right? To, that she may end up losing her ksuba if she continues. Rabbi Yossi says, no, aflash kosa, no, you can even give her the mesota because of that. Because in the case of the guy's in jail, so yeah, he'll come back, right? And then he can kickstart this whole sort of process and get her to drink, right? Again, we said the husband is a key player. He has to be willing, he has to be there. So if when he comes out of jail, right, again, so Seder, so good Shaila, if Rabbi Yossi is also talking about Nishtata, right, or Nishcharish, right, if he would become healed, right, would that be the same thing? Okay, so the Achronim talk about whether he's dining only on the last case or the others. Okay. Says the Gemara. Back to the first case, right, we said Arusa and Eshemer Yovam, where we said that they are not going to drink the Mei Sota, they're not going to take their ksuba. So Gemara says, "Mishu the lashasya hakina mekanilo." Right? The implication is that still the husband, the arus, when they're engaged, or the or yobam, is still allowed to warn her not to seclude with herself with somebody else. Right? And if she does, then they would become monsters. The Gemara says, "Not immediately. How do you know that that works?" The Tana Rabbanu was on the Raisa. The Berel Bnei Shov Amarta Alehem. Right? What does it say? Amarta the Rabos Arusa v'shemaris yobam lekinoi. To include right these cases where an arus, or someone where they're engaged, or Shemaris Yavam, right? The Yavam works, where he is able to give them kinoi and theoretically find Edom for Stira. Umas Nisan Mani, who's our Mishnah that says that the Yavama, right, and Shemaris Yavam is not going to, well, I guess you'll see it's just Yavama, right, that we're holding over here, right? When it says the Yavama, right, because everybody agrees that Shemaris Yavam doesn't. But what about the Yavama, right? Does everybody, the our Mishnah says the Yavama does not drink the Mesota? So that's Rabbi Yonasan. It's Rabbi Yonasan Shita, as taught in the following Machlokas. The Tanya was learning. Right, so Tachas Yishech. The pasuk says again, not the same pasuk they quoted before, but one of the pasukim in the parsha of the Sota. Right, Prat LaRusa. That excludes an Arusa. An Arusa does not drink the Mesota. Right, Yachal. You might have thought Shani Motzi Av Shemaris Yavam that a Shemaris Yavam, right, a Yavam is also not allowed to get her, not included in the whole Sota situation. Tamalom. Therefore, the pasuk says Ish Ish, meaning any man is allowed who is theoretically married to a woman is allowed to do kino and stira. So that is including a Yavam who's waiting to marry his Yavama, that's Shemaris Yavam. So then, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that is Rabbi Yoshia Shita, but Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Tachas Yishech, Pratli Shemaris Yavam. He says the Joshua is the other way, that the Tachas Yishech excludes the Shemaris Yavam, right? And Otzi Shemaris Yavam, Lo Otzi Esarusa. You might have thought you should only exclude Shemaris Yavam and not an Arus, and an Arusa, Tamalama, therefore the Pasuk says, includes an Arusa, Ashet Stesha Tachas Yishah, Pratla Arusa. That the Torah says, right, again, we're going to exclude an Arusa also, right, from the whole Parsha Sota situation. So basically just different Joshua's and Psukim. Again, Rabbi Yoshia says that, what's it called, Tachas Yishech excludes an Arusa. You might have thought to exclude a Shemar Yavam also, so therefore it says Ish Ish to include. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, Tachas Yishech excludes a Shemar Yavam, and Tachas Yishah, right, excludes an Arusa. So how did you darshan out the machlokes? Where did you get this machlokes? So they simply, the question is, which one is quote unquote more married, right? Which one is stronger? Which marriage is stronger? And therefore, the phrase Tachas Yishech would be referring to, right? Mar alimale arusa the kedushi didei v'soklan el yada. Right, Rabbi Yonasan is starting with the second one. Right, it says an arusa, right, seems to be more married. Right, the kedushi didei because she was the one who accepted the kedusha on her own. Right, and she is soklan, she gets skila, right, if she cheats on him. But Rabbi Yoshia alimale shemaris yavam. See that shemaris yavam is more. More quote unquote married is a stronger marriage. The lo mixer mechusir lechupa, she doesn't need mechusir lechupa, right? If she would have bia, right, then she would, you know, be married to him regardless. Or so that's a more powerful marriage because they don't need to do an extra step, right, of chupa, and that's what therefore he holds that that's what. Not what Tachas Yishech would refer to, but that's what we would be less likely to exclude from the drashos, and therefore Tachas Yishech, Rabbi Yoshia, holds is referring to an arusa, And we're not excluding a Shemar Yovam because that would be quote unquote more married according to Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, that's the logic behind the two. Rabbi Yonasan, ish my evilei. So what does Rabbi Yonasan do with ish? Like, and that's what Rabbi Yoshua said, that that includes a Shemaris Yovam. So what does Rabbi Yonasan do with that? Who says that Takas Yisha excludes, or really Takas Yisheich excludes a Shemaris Yovam? So Mboile, the Rabbos Eishas Cheresh, Veishas Shota, Veishas Shomu. So he used that passage to teach me that even any man, even if the guy is mute, right, or deaf, right, if the guy is a Shota, if the guy is crazy, the guy is a Shiamum, Rashi says a Shiamum is Lukui B'timam Halev, he's completely messed up, I guess. Right, some of my life is hard as messed up. I mean, it doesn't mean physically, it means mentally. But okay, they're depressed maybe. So those men are even also able to give, according to Rabbi Yonasan, would also include, would also be able to, excuse me, would also be able to give the kino in stereo. Rabbi Yosha, ay, takaz yisha ma'ayah. What does Rabbi Yosha do with that pasuk? Takaz yisha. So Libayale, Lakish Ish Li Isha, Visha Li Ish, and he needs that puzzle to compare the man to a woman and the woman to the man, meaning that well, we've talked about this, but basically that it needs to be that the waters will check both of them. Okay, fine. So the Gemara just points out that if without these psukim, right, we would have assumed that an arusa, without these psukim, we would have assumed that an arusa does drink the mesota. But the problem is that when Rabbi Acha Baruch Hanina came from the Darom, from the south, right, unclear exactly where that's referring to. Okay. But south of Bavel, I'm not sure. Okay, usually you know, we say it came from the Marava, it came from the west, right? It came from Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure where from the south is, but okay. Interesting. Anyway, so he brought a Mishnah, he brought a halacha with him, really probably a brisa. I mean, baladei yisheich, right? Aside from your husband, meaning that the mishakod mashchiv is baal boel. Then again, that we're saying that. When the pasuk says we're nervous that the woman was with someone who is not her husband, that's only if she was already with her husband once, right? Meaning that she has to have slept with her husband once. Not that the guy we're suspecting her to be of being with was with her first. So how could you tell me that an arusa, right? How could the havamina be that an arusa, a woman who only had the first stage of marriage, is included in, right, the mesota? She hasn't been with her husband yet, and we see that that's a requirement, right, for us to whole start this sota process. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Mishkachos La Kigon Shebala Arus Besavia. Well, yeah, in Echanami they did it inappropriately, but the Arus kind of had bia when they were. When they were engaged, when they had heirs. So the Gemara says, the problem is, right, the parallel case by Shemar Yavam, right, if you're learning Arusa and Shemar Yavam together, right, the parallel case doesn't work, right, because the Kavas that get by Shemar Yavam, Kigon Shabal Yavam based on Chamia, if you tell me the parallel case is where they had beer together, problem is, Shemar Yavam Karisle, Ishto Mal Yasi. Wait, what do you mean? But if they sleep together, right, so then they're fully married. Right? We learned in Yavamos that even if it's you know, not halachically acceptable, but they have bias, the Shemar Yavam is Kone Ishto, or the Choldavar, Homa Grav, Kone Lecholdavar, Kone Lechol, and he's Kone Lechol, they're fully married. Skumar says, Kishmuel, really, yeah, in Echanami, because we're holding like Shmuel, Damar, Lo Kone Lechol, Homa, but Parsha. Shmuel doesn't actually hold like that, right? There is a Shita that disagrees with that. Shmuel says that they're only married for a couple of halachos, that he inherits the husband's stuff, and they would have to get divorced through a get, but they're not fully married. Okay, fine, so that would be parallel, and that would work. So Gemara says, Yachi, and then Tosas, and Rashi take this out. But either way, Lema Rav Adamar Kabi Yoshev, Shmuel Adamar Kabi Yonasan. Let's say that Rav, again, who holds that the Yavama and the Yavama, if they're together inappropriately, they're fully, fully married, right? So that's according to Rabbi Yosha, who says that the Yavama is going to drink the Mesota, and Shmuel, who says that they're not fully married if they sleep together inappropriately, would hold like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that the Shemar Yavam does not drink the Mesota. Rav would say, no, what parallel is that in the Machlokas? Anadamri Fila Rabbi Yonasan, right? He could say, I could hold even according to Rabbi Yonasan, right? And how would he hold like that? Because me, the Itzra, from the fact that you need a pasuk to exclude the Shemar Yavam, because that implies that they're fully, fully married, right? And that still works, meaning I could still hold that they're fully married even if they sleep together inappropriately. You tell me pasuk excludes her from the whole parsha of Sota. Yeah, that's why you need a pasuk. Otherwise, she would have drank. And Shmuel says the other way, right? Exactly the same logic, right? Ana damri afila Rabbi Yoshia, right? I could hold like Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that the Yavama, right, does drink the Mei Sota. Aye, they're not fully married if they sleep together inappropriately. Yeah. Midi shakar the Rabuye, right? The fact that the pasuk includes it, right? You need a pasuk to tell me that it's included, because of Lavishtohi, right? Klal, right? That seems to imply that they're not actually married, right? And that's why you needed a pasuk to teach me that they would, in fact, be that a Shemar Yavam would, in fact, Rabbi Yosha be subject to the halachos of Sota. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.